schon mal eine Ferienunterkunft gebucht, die der reinste Horror war?
Das sieht gar nicht aus wie auf den Fotos.
Komm, der Eingang ist hinten rum.
Was zum...
Ist da eine Tür hinter all den Spinnen?
Dann probier eine App, mit der ein Happy End gewiss ist.
Ah, guck mal, keine einzige Spinne in Sicht.
Wo wollen wir die nächsten 8 Stunden als erstes entspannen?
Alles gut, du hast bei Fevo direkt gebucht.
BBC Sounds. Music, Radio, Podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Well done, Monty. Almost over.
Yeah, that looks quite tricky, especially the ingrown one.
Claw clipping is normally Denise's job.
Yeah, she looked like quite the expert when you called her in earlier.
Oh, she really is. Much better at it than I am, probably.
And she calmed Monty right down as well, didn't she? He relaxed as soon as she came into the room.
She has a great way with animals.
And with people.
Oh, yeah, she has, hasn't she? There. All done.
Thank you. Say thank you, Monty. You've got a good team here now, Alistair. Linda was saying only this morning.
We're really pleased Denise is back with us. And how's Linda getting on in her new role as chair of the cricket club? Is she enjoying it?
Lindy at the helm. What do you think?
In her element, then.
It makes everything so much better, doesn't it, when you've got the right people working together?
Yeah, it certainly does.
You and Denise seem to be able to communicate without using any words.
Oh, that's what working with animals can do to you.
Well, you don't want to lose her.
So, just keep an eye on that one claw, and if you notice him licking his paw excessively at all, just bring him back in.
You're turning it into some sort of circus act.
Why put in a sign up?
Well, I don't want people just turning up.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be able to stop them if today's anything to go by.
You think a sign saying Bartleby the Talking Horse with a big arrow is what I'm going for? I'll be a laughing stock.
We missed a trick with that last family. We should have charged them when they took photos. Ah, there we are, all done. No one will miss him now.
Take the sign down, Grandpa.
We could start to take videos of people with him as well. An audience with Bartleby. We're on to a winner with that one.
Grandpa, please.
He's working already. Look, Linda Snell's here on her bike. Aren't you late for work?
How am I supposed to go to Bridge Farm knowing you're here wrecking my future?
Morning, Linda. Have you come to see the famous talking horse?
Oh, yes, I most certainly have. Bartleby is the cause célèbre of the village.
What was I just telling you, George?
He's creating quite a stir.
I've been waiting a long time to make your acquaintance, Linda Snell, MVE.
Bartleby talks about people, not to them.
I'm the talent behind Bartleby, remember, George?
And a fine character actor you appear to be, Eddie.
Oh, do you think I've got the voice right?
Oh, I do.
If I don't want him to do something, he won't do it.
I see we have an excitable artiste in our midst.
It's my idea, my concept. I have creative control.
But George, the best creative ideas come about through collaboration.
Yeah, and if you don't look after your actors, you'll lose them to another show. Ain't that right, Linda?
Indeed it is, Eddie.
Right, get the camera ready, George.
No.
Bartleby wants to talk to Linda.
And Linda is looking forward to talking to Bartleby. I've been hearing so much about him.
He doesn't want to be disturbed again. Strangers frighten him.
Well, I'm hardly a stranger, am I?
You are to Bartleby.
Oh, don't mind George. He knows exactly who you are, Linda.
Of course he does.
If Bartleby starts having conversations with people, it'll ruin everything.
You wouldn't have anything to ruin in the first place without me, George. Remember that, my boy.
The first rule in being a successful influencer is to have a clear message and know what your audience likes, not keep changing it.
Oh, please. One little video with me won't destroy the whole aesthetic. Now, will it?
Sorry, Robert. Paul was supposed to be on reception. Not sure where he's got to. I'll get him to send you the invoice via email, if that's okay. I'll only get into trouble if I try and do it myself.
Yes, of course, that's fine.
I'm under strict instructions not to mess with the payment system.
Oh, then make sure you stay well away.
No idea where Jakob is either. Shouldn't really leave reception without anyone keeping an eye on it.
Oh, I saw him heading out on my way in earlier. Tried to talk to him about the cricket, but he said he couldn't stop. He had to pop across to the stables. He seemed very preoccupied with something. It was a good win at Edgeley on Sunday, though, wasn't it?
It was, even with Rex unavailable.
Oh, hope his father makes a speedy recovery.
Yeah, me too.
Linda's been thinking of asking Ed if he'll let his Texels come in every year to graze the cricket field.
That's not a bad idea, is it?
Yeah, it really improved the run of the outfield. It's like Lords out there now.
Sure, Ed won't say no.
But she is worried that she might not get enough volunteers to help prepare teas for the T20 event.
Sorry, I'm already signed up to play. It's the May Bank holiday weekend, isn't it? Mm. I'll tell you what, I'll try and spread the word for you, see if I can get any takers.
That'd be wonderful if you wouldn't mind. Maybe Denise might be able to help out.
Well, I'll certainly ask. I can't speak for her, of course.
And remember what I said. Make sure you don't let her get away again.
Sorry?
You don't want her to go and work somewhere else, do you? Not like she did last time.
Oh, no. No, I don't. Hi, Dad. What are you doing here?
You left your packed lunch on the kitchen table, so I thought I'd do my good deed for the day and bring it to you on my way to the tea room. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Jim.
I hope Monty isn't under the weather.
No, disaster avoided, thanks to your son.
I see. Well, that's good news.
Are we still meeting in the Bull later, Jim?
I'm very much looking forward to it.
I'll see you there, then. And you too, Alistair?
If I can, I will.
Be careful you don't loiter too long in the tea room, though, Jim.
I don't think I follow.
Chelsea's working there now and practically threw me out yesterday because I was taking too long over a cappuccino. And at the very moment, I was about to solve the ancient mystery game Linda gave me.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Chelsea.
I can't believe you made me post that, Grandpa. Okay, it's done now. Satisfied?
Lovely stuff.
Now, will you take the sign down? I need to get to work.
The dancing vet story was genius, Linda.
Oh, I'm going to be a joke.
Oh, don't be too quick to predict your audience's response, George. Take it from a seasoned professional.
So, who was this dancing vet? Jakob or Alistair?
Well, I'm not about to divulge that information, am I?
Ah, Bartleby enjoyed the gossip, didn't he, George?
Eddie, they were simply my observations of village life. You know I'm never one to gossip.
George?
In a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I might have to apologise for my less-than-good-mannered grandson, Linda.
No. Well, I'm used to the creative temperament.
I don't believe this.
What?
Jules Summerby has only gone and shared the video on their socials.
I'm not familiar with that name.
They've only got 5 million followers. Oh, my days. Look at that! The views are already in the thousands!
My MBE can be useful at times.
And it's not stopping. Oh, Barbie Grundy, you're going to make me a fortune.
You know, I sometimes think that in another lifetime, I would have made a rather marvellous influencer myself.
There you go, Jim.
Thank you, Robert. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Cheers. How was your visit to the tea room?
I actually did a little experiment.
Did you?
Yes. I stayed at one table with a pot of tea as my only refreshment for 2 hours whilst reading my book. I was waiting to see if anyone moved me on, but no one seemed concerned.
Was Chelsea working there?
No, not today. I was trying to discover if it was a new management policy, but you must have simply got your wires crossed yesterday. Chelsea offers excellent customer service at the Orangery.
I wouldn't have minded if they'd been busy. I might even have volunteered my table, but I was at a critical point with that game I told you about.
The one Linda bought you?
Yes, she's been asking if I'm getting anywhere with it, and I really thought I was about to crack it until Chelsea stood over me. Now I think I'm going to have to go right back to the beginning. Alistair seemed in especially good spirits this morning.
Did he? I hadn't noticed.
I thought he was on fine form. You can see it in people's eyes, can't you?
See what exactly?
Well, I'm tempted to use the word happiness. Yes, he looked happy.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that.
If you're happy at work,
It can make everything else feel better, can't it?
Well, yes, I suppose it can.
And rub off on other people as well. I might follow Alistair's lead.
What do you mean?
When we have those difficult guests at Ambridge Hall who send their breakfast back for no reason. You know the ones I mean.
I do.
Yes, next time, instead of showing them I'm annoyed, I'll show them Linda and I working as a team, happy to make our guests happy, like Denise and Alistair did with Monty. It'll be a strategy.
Ah, yes, I see now.
I'm pleased things seem to be going well for Alistair.
Yes. Now, about your ancient mystery game. I always enjoy practicing my sleuthing skills, you know.
I know, yes.
So please don't take this as an insult, because it most certainly isn't intended to be one, but would you care for some assistance with solving the puzzle?
I would bite your hand off, Professor Lloyd.
Would you?
But I couldn't ask.
You didn't ask. I offered.
No, I did. I mean, it would take far too long. We'd need a whole evening, probably into the morning, to get anywhere close to solving this one.
Well, I am free tomorrow evening, if you wanted me to come to Ambridge Hall and assist.
Are you sure? I would like to get it finished.
Then finish it you must.
We could make a night of it, couldn't we?
Indeed we could.
Shall I get a guest room ready for you, then?
And we can conquer the mysteries of the ancient world.
Alistair, so pleased that you could join us.
Yes, Jakob's on call tonight, so I thought I'd escape.
I'm very wise. Now, what can I get you?
No, I'll get the drinks.
No, it's the least I can do for your excellent treatment of Monty earlier.
With only claw clipping.
It might be only claw clipping to you, but it's much more to Lindy and I, and to Monty. What's more, your father's just offered to help me solve a mystery at Ambridge Hall tomorrow evening.
Yes, I'll be staying there overnight.
I can pick you up if you need a lift home, Dad.
He's not leaving until the next morning at the very earliest. So what can I get you then?
Ah, a pint of Shires for me, please.
Coming right up.
I thought you hated sleeping in a strange bed, Dad.
I do, yes. Can't bear it.
Well, I really don't mind picking you up.
Ah, but one has to be prepared to sacrifice one's own comfort for the greater good.
I'm not following you.
There are moments in a person's life that can change its whole direction, Alistair.
And that's staying at Ambridge Hall.
If we don't seize those moments, they really can be lost forever.
Has something happened?
Imagine what the world would be if nobody took risks.
Can you just tell me what's going on here?
When a man likes a woman...
Has Robert set you up with a date?
This isn't about me, Alistair. You like Denise, don't you?
You know I do, and it's more than like.
And from what you've told me, she feels the same.
She does?
Then you both need some time alone.
So you've orchestrated a night away at Ambridge Hall. I don't know what to say.
Oh, say nothing. Someone had to do something. You're not getting any younger, are you? Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Well, you're not.
You're absolutely right, I'm not, am I? Thanks, Dad.